Hey, Tony, I'm going to take a view of South Ray here with the 500. We got a good view of it here. Okay, the LPM has got its sensor head on it, and the power switch is coming on mark.
Okay.
And a temperature label says nothing.
Alright.
I'm black. Okay, Tony, the 500 millimeters up to 50.
Okay, we copy that.
Guess I take a few too many. I had a triple vertical stereo pan on Stone Mountain. And about five frames on North South Ray, over.
Okay, we copy that.
Okay, I'm finished with my pan and the 500. I'm on a run over to Buster and do some sampling, over.
Buster's really impressive crater. Houston, the wall must have turned steep and the blocks are all over it.
Okay, we copy that. And Charlie, sounds like he's got a good plan there.
Okay. And if you'll notice, I'm carrying John's bag and the shovel, and I'm not taking a Nomon.
Okay.
And that's going to be a little steep ridge. Hey, this is some sight up here, looking out into that beauty. Tony, the blocks and Buster are covered, the bottom is covered with blocks, the largest 5 meters across. The sides, the blocks seem to be a preferred orientation, northeast to southwest. They go all the way up the wall on those two sides, and on the other sides you can only barely see them outcropping in about 5%. 90% of the bottom is covered with blocks that are 50 centimeters and larger, and I get a partial pan into there.
Good show. It makes it sound like a secondary.
Hello, boy.
Okay, Houston, I'm back. The level, the sensor number one is on there at mark.
Okay, we started the clock.
Hey, and if that is a secondary, that is a big rock that hit in there.
Right.
The rocks down there are very fractured, though. The rocks down there are extremely fractured. You can see major fracture sets running, dipping about north 30 degrees on one rock. The other one is sub-horizontal. So it's a just a very impressive sight as far as the boulder goes. They're all angular. Some of them, are, well, I call some of them sub-rounded, but the majority of them are angular. And they have a grayish texture to them, and that's about all I can tell. I got a partial pan from up here on the rim, and I'm going to start sampling.
Okay, that sounds good, Charlie. And why don't you just press on with sampling now? And it's time, John.
All right. Okay, he's going to give you... Okay. Okay, X657Y363Z440. X655Y360Z437. X654Y354Z440.
We copy.
That okay? Did you get all that stuff, Houston?
We sure did.
Okay, we'll turn it around. Okay, there's a sort of an angular to sub-rounded block going in bag number 5, Tony.
Okay, bag 5.
It's dust covered, so that's all I can say. And it's dust covered, that's all I can say about it. I got another little one, same spot. It's got a whitish class to it. And another little one, it's got a whitish cast to the underside of it. All that in bag 5.
Okay. And John, verify your visor's down.
Yeah, I forgot to raise it.
Okay.
Thank you, Tony. Okay, 2 is installed. Tony, I really think we're sampling blocks out of this.
Mark, Tony.
Okay.
Get that, Mark?
Yeah, sure did. It started the clock. And did you get the picture of the location there?
Okay. Do that right now. Is that okay?
Okay. That's fine.
Okay, Tony, from here is a soil sample going into a bag 6. This is on the rim of Buster.
Okay. And John, you can take a reading whenever you want.
Okay, wait a second. Okay, Houston, that was frame count 56 on Magazine Baker.
Okay.
Picture. That's the rock I want, but it's too big for the bag. But it might go in a bag. How much time, Tony? Okay, Houston, we're ready for the read.
Go ahead.
Okay. 114 is X. 361 is Y. 356 is Z.
Go.
116 is X, 360 is Y, 366 is Z. One 116 is X, 357 is Y, 374 is Z.
Okay, we copy that.
Going out and turning around. Did you get all that?
Okay. Sure did. And Charlie, we'll be leaving as soon as John finished.
Okay. Okay, there's another rock going into bag 7.
Okay, bag 7.
Dust covered. And I'm going to go out and get... Okay, I'm going about a quarter of a diameter away from Buster and sample some more.
Okay.
The rim of Buster's pretty good slope climbing up there, Tony.
Five forty-five, Tony. And I've got a mark down.
Okay.
Mark, Tony.
Okay. Okay.